This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Recently, Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals removing the registration for dicamba products. Sean Wade with Plains Cotton Growers.
We're very thankful that EPA provided a use window through the end of July for producers to go ahead and be able to utilize those products that they had previously purchased on the crops, that, you know, as they had planned. But that really doesn't give us a path forward from there. So, you know, the interesting thing is that all three of those products were actually in the re-registration process to begin with, because their temporary or conditional registrations were going to expire after this growing season anyway. So what we're, you know, we're really working on right now is, you know, staying in touch with the companies, seeing how their plans moving forward for trying to go ahead and get that re-registration completed. Certainly, we may see some label changes going into 2021. And if we can't get them, you know, completely registered, maybe we would have to then, you know, look at an alternative scenario, either through Section 18 authorities granted by EPA to states or something like that. So lots of different kind of ways this thing could go. Again, producers will be able to utilize those products through the end of July, which should hopefully be able to provide them the weed control that they need for the remainder of this growing season and still provide them a good benefit.
Sean Wade with Plains Cotton Growers. I'm Tony St. James.